This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm May Ortega. Colorado voters will decide whether to dedicate hundreds of millions of dollars a year to affordable housing. CPR's Andrew Kenny reports.
A proposal to increase the state's funding for affordable housing will appear on statewide ballots this November. That's after supporters collected more than 200,000 signatures. The money would come from income tax revenues. If passed, the measure would dedicate a tenth of a percent of those funds to affordable housing. That could be close to $270 million per year. The measure would not increase the taxes Coloradans pay, but it would result in smaller Tabor refunds. I'm Andrew Kenny, CPR News.
Denver Public Schools has a new strategic plan they say aims to boost achievement and equity. It sets goals that must be met by 2026, and those include increasing the number of students who are performing at their grade level and students with college or internship credits, plus closing academic gaps between children. In addition, DPS would like to improve parent-teacher conference attendance. The district hasn't had a guiding plan for 2 years. Anyone doing radon measurement or mitigation now needs a license in Colorado. CPR health reporter John Daly says more than 300 professionals have received one since the requirement took effect last month.
About half of Colorado homes have radon levels higher than EPA recommendations, and all of Colorado is considered at high risk. The state created the requirement because a market for unqualified radon professionals had sprung up. Radon is a naturally occurring radioactive gas and can enter homes from the soil below. It's the second leading cause of lung cancer in the U.S. among non-smokers, killing about 500 Coloradans a year. I'm John Daly, CPR News.
Find more at cpr.org.